Lindsay Simon of Balanced Life in the studio. Good morning.
Morning. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Anytime. We were doing all kinds of talking, and I mentioned earlier Mental Health Awareness Month starting on Monday, right? May 1st already.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
And so a lot of activities planned throughout the month. I know Barton's doing stuff, and certainly you've got stuff going on. And great thing that we're looking at mental health and what it affects. And I told someone, and she agreed, that, you know, if you don't treat your mental health issues or what's going on emotionally with you, it will come out somewhere.
Right.
It will come out in, you know, some kind of an ailment, a physical, it's going to come out. So it's just a matter of how you want to deal with it, because you'll deal with it.
Right. Avoidance behaviors only work for so long before it comes out.
Yeah, it does take its toll on you. And we were having some great conversations, again, before we started. So I'm going to let you launch in.
All right, thanks. So I thought I would start today by just discussing what mental health is and just giving some statistics to kind of normalize the process. You know, one of the main reasons that I really enjoy being able to come here each month is to help destigmatize seeking out mental health care.
Yeah.
That it now is known, as we get more research in and know more about mental health, that it's actually more normal than not to at some point in your life struggle with mental health issues.
Sure.
So we have the statistics that over half of us at some point in our life would be diagnosable for a mental health condition. So that means it's actually more normal. So we want to start by normalizing that at some point in your life, you're likely to experience, and it may be not necessarily a diagnosable mental health condition, but at least mental health issues or behavioral health issues. Even any time you're having a struggle in your marriage, that ends up affecting your mental health. And that is a relationship issue, which also can be seeked through a counselor and therapist to help. The thing is, there's lots of help out there. So if we have over half of the people are going to have at some point in their life a mental health condition, and currently at this point in time, one in four people have a diagnosable mental health condition. So it's way more prevalent.
Well, you know, you bring up such a good point about the whole in your marriage, if there's issues. Conversation a few weeks ago, my daughter was doing an essay on, I think it was whether you should, you know, license to have children kind of a thing. And,
yeah,
you know, brought
one.
In the divorce rates and stuff. And she asked me, I said, well, I think a crude number is kind of 50%. But however, you know, if it's your first marriage and stuff, you're not as likely. I go, it's when you have these multiple, you know, second, third, you know, fourth, some people, six, seven, eight. But that you see that the rates go up, which, you know, kind of skews the number for a whole number there. But so we were talking about that, and then as it turned out, that night I had dinner with some friends, and we're talking about marriage and things and second marriages, and that, you know, my friend's like, well, you know, they just don't seem to work, the second marriages. And I'm like, yeah, because your first marriage failed. Usually it's not just one person. Every now and then there's something where someone's done something really not good. But it's, you know, most of the time it takes two to tango. I mean, there's been issues on that have got you to that first divorce. And if you don't go deal with that on a, you know, what your piece of that was, you're bringing that into your next marriage. And most people don't. I mean, it's like, okay.
Right.
So now you've got two people with failed marriages who never dealt with the issues, and that's, you know, no wonder they don't work.
Right. So we see success in a second marriage when someone has worked on the issues
that were the underlying issues
of why the first marriage didn't work.
Exactly. It's like, what happened? You know? So, yeah, it was interesting. And it's a very good point that, you know, you talk about, you know, the 50% with diagnosable, one in four. I mean, these are things, and I don't know if your issues in your marriage would be a diagnosable mental illness or, you know, these little quirks that you need to, you know, an adjustment in your outlook and how you see things or respond to things. But still, get it dealt with.
Right. So from a therapeutic standpoint, it would go into we call a V code of partner relationship problems. You may not get reimbursed by insurance for that. However, it is diagnosable. So it's kind of in this, we recognize it's a problem and it affects the rest of your life. right? If your relationship is not going well, can affect your work, can affect your sleep, can affect your mental health, your emotional health. It affects a lot of areas of life.
Yeah, that's interesting. Your insurance won't pay for it, but we'll pay when you crash and burn and you're in the hospital for a week because your ulcers exploded or something.
Right.
Yeah, that's never made sense to me, but anyways.
Well, what is starting to happen now is that a lot of companies and corporations are starting to recognize how important mental and emotional and behavioral health is on productivity at work, mm-hmm. and how not taking care of issues like partner relationship problems or coping maybe with a child with autism or these life stressors that wouldn't be reimbursed by insurance, that a lot of corporations are offering EAP, employee assistant programs. And I encourage everyone to ask their employer if they provide this. Many corporations, Barton has one, you know, El Dorado County has one. At A Balanced Life, we have a contract with CompSych, which is the EAP provider for Kirkwood, Heavenly, and Diamond Peak Resorts.
Uh-huh.
And they get for themselves, for every issue, and that does not have to mean a diagnosis of mental health, but any issue in their life, they get 6 free sessions.
So for every issue?
For each issue.
Oh, shit, I could be there forever.
Right? This is a great program. Vail actually, I mean, people poo-poo on corporations, but this is an amazing opportunity for anyone who's working at Heavenly or Kirkwood, and they don't even need to let their boss know that they're taking advantage of these services. They can literally just call A Balanced Life, and we'll help walk them through, give them the number to CompSych to get their 6 sessions. Now, the other advantage is it's not just for you. You can get any family member, anyone living in your household, 6 free sessions too.
I'm kind of thinking I should go work for Vail.
We've actually had a couple of people who literally went to go work for them just to get the free mental health care. Right there.
That's a huge...
Yep.
You know, we could talk later about what the financial, you know, mm-hmm. component is to that. Yeah, no, I'm thinking Vail might be the ticket.
Right. And so we've actually been able to work with a few other EAP programs for random little companies of people who are with their, you know, remote, they're in tech companies but live here.
Yeah.
That their companies, we've been able to make single case agreements and contracts where they are willing to pay for 3 or 6 sessions. And our office manager at A Balanced Life will work with them and help set that up.
Nice. That's great.
Yep.
That's exciting to hear.
So that's one way to let people, this is, you know, this is all about educating people how to access mental, behavioral, emotional health care, and asking your employer if they have an EAP program.
Yeah, look into that. That's a huge benefit.
Yep, employee assistance program, it's called.
Very cool.
Yes.
Yes, Avail. Yeah.
So if we come back to today, what I want to talk about May Mental Health Awareness uh-huh. Month. We want to talk about mental health. Was talking about how prevalent it is. I want to talk about what treatment looks like. So if 1 out of 4 people has a diagnosis, only 1/3 of people who have a diagnosis actually seek out treatment. However, of that, those who seek treatment, 70 to 90% see significant reduction in symptoms.
So it's very successful. It works.
Right. What that tells us is treatment works. And treatment can, for each person, is individualized. There's some certain symptoms that only one treatment can really be most evidence-based effective, but really it's a holistic view. There's a nutritional aspect. There's a physical care aspect, emotional aspect, behavioral aspect, you know, your thinking patterns. There's your relaxation patterns, mindfulness. There's treatment, there's medication sometimes. So what treatment looks like is individualized for each person. But for 70 to 90% of people to get relief once they seek treatment, what that says is mental health is treatable.
Yeah.
The problem is not the treatment. The problem is people are not seeking treatment and not getting treatment. If you go to get treatment, there's a 70 to 90% chance. That's better than most medical issues.
Yeah. Yeah, that you're going to be, I don't know if I want to use the word cured, but certainly...
improved.
Yeah, in a manageable spot.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's... And it is hard. You know, you talk about seeking treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It is tough in this town.
It is. There's definitely a difficulty accessing services. And we actually have in May, on May 9th, we have the Mental Health Forum. It's going to be at the high school from 8:30 to noon. And it's a gathering of all these different agencies and community members. And we're talking about that exact thing. What is the current mental health systems in Tahoe, in South Lake Tahoe? Where are the gaps? And we're coming together as a community to listen to the community members and also brainstorm, come up with a plan of action. Because we have a mental health coalition cooperation that meets on a monthly basis with, you know, people like I go, Barton goes, Tahoe Turning Point, you know, all these members from the community and different agencies are present, and we are brainstorming and finding grants and finding out where the gaps are in our services here, and we're trying to fix them.
Yeah.
And every 6 months we have a mental health forum open to the community. So I encourage anyone on May 9th to go to the high school from 8:30 to noon and be part of that and have a voice in how our mental health system is currently and where it needs to get to in South Lake Tahoe.
That's interesting. Yeah, because there are gaps. Yes. I would say, you know, one of the biggest gaps, I think, is for people, low-income people.
Yes.
Finding them. If you got money, there are great, great people out there that mm-hmm. you can go see. But if you don't, it can be a little, well, it can almost be impossible.
Right. So part of it is trying to find what services are available to you within your financial means. What, for example, going to your EAP, that's something a lot of people haven't thought about.
Yeah.
And finding out what free services there are. For example, at Live Violence Free, anyone who throughout their entire life has ever been exposed to or the victim of domestic violence or any type of abuse gets free services there. And they have groups. They have a really great dialectical behavior therapy coping skills group that meets on a weekly basis. They have support groups, they have individualized therapy, but a lot of people don't realize. So even if you were three and your parents fought in front of you and that was and that felt traumatizing, you can get services there.
So it doesn't have to be that mom or dad hit each other, just that they were fighting.
It could be emotional abuse and psychological abuse that you were exposed to.
Which could almost be everybody.
Right. So a lot of people don't realize they actually have access to some free services
there.
That's
good to know.
Yes. And so you have to call over there and they screen you to make sure you fit within their criteria. Mm-hmm. But their criteria is that you have been exposed to and or the victim of some sort of abuse or violence.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yes. So there's another service in town. And then we have the Family Resource Center is very helpful if you go and try to find more information about what is available in town. And they have information on bilingual services too there. If you'll see, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's kiosks around town now. There's 7 locations. It has all these pamphlets on information, all the agencies. There's one in the library. There's several at Barton. There's one in the hospital, one at LTCC. Have you noticed those?
Probably in the hospital. I don't think I've been to the library.
The library is another great resource. Yeah. So if you go in there, there's all these pamphlets on all the different agencies in town, and especially helpful is the Barton Health Book. On one side, if you flip through it, has all the doctors in town, and you flip on the other side, has all the community agencies mm-hmm. listed and what services they provide. So one is trying to do your research, but also take advantage of the free programs, especially in May.
Yeah, it's important because, like I said, if you don't take care of it, it's going to come out in other ways.
Right. And so if right now, so one is how much are you worth? How much is your sanity worth? How much is finding peace and calm worth? So sometimes it's about prioritizing, realizing it might be where you're at in life worth.
And that's an interesting point. I mean, I don't mean to segue here, but you know, if you have people who are battling with self-worth, mm-hmm. who, you know, feel that they're worthless and not, you know, that you know, really you need to come up alongside the people you love and care about and help them find this, because they may not find that they have worth to go seek it.
Right. So often we have family members who are the ones helping somebody seek help because they're not at a level of functioning enough to get it themselves, or they might not have the financial means. So I definitely encourage, if you are in a place where you can support a family member who you see struggling with a mental health condition, that you maybe offer being able to help them out financially and or help seek out the service themselves. So call around and ask what, you know, what kind of providers do you have? What does the schedule look like? What is the financial thing? Is there a way to, because, and then oftentimes you can get reimbursement from your own insurance company because there's such a limited number of providers on insurance panels in Southlake.
Yeah.
That oftentimes insurance companies right now, it takes a little work.
Sure.
Again, but if you send a super bill, yeah, they will reimburse you for part of it.
Well, part's better than nothing.
Right. So call your insurance company and see what options there are in doing that. If you're, because normally they'll give you a list of providers and you'll call each one. And they'll say, we don't take.
Yeah, I know.
Now, right?
And I expected that. I wasn't, you know, it's like, okay, I'll give you the card. I don't think it's going to do any good, but yeah.
And so, I want to come back a little bit to what is living with a mental health condition mean. And I want to kind of go into understanding that the brain is another organ in our body.
Yeah.
So just like we can get pancreatitis and our pancreas can get sick or our appendix can get sick, and we have very specific symptoms that let us know that, yep, right? We have stomach pains and maybe headache, maybe pass out, maybe get nauseous.
Blood test to tell you that this is the problem.
Right. We aren't advanced enough in the medical field to be able to do a little pinprick and say, oh, you're experiencing OCD symptoms.
Yeah.
Right?
I wonder if it'll ever get there.
That's what they're working on, is within, it's projected within 10 to 15 years that they'll be able to just do a little blood test and be able to let you know exactly what's going on with everything.
That's amazing. Now, can you do this, not really segueing, but for people who have like a chemical imbalance, is that something you can blood test for already?
So, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so they just throw that around.
Right, so hormonal balance, hormones they can test for. But when we're looking at neurochemistry of the brain, they can do brain scans to see activity in the brain, mm-hmm, but they can't really test, from my knowledge, how much dopamine versus serotonin and everything else is going on in your brain.
So they're kind of guessing.
Yes.
A little bit. Trial and error.
Yes, and that's why finding a really, you want to go to a psychiatrist, uh-huh, if you are thinking about going for medication management, because a general practitioner is that just that, a general practitioner. So they can do a little bit of everything, but they're not an expert.
Yeah, and a good one will refer you.
Yes. So just like if you break your bone, would you want to go to your family practitioner or the orthopedic surgeon?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the psychiatrist, is the orthopedic surgeon. They're the medical doctor who is an expert, because they have the most experience in extra, lots and lots of extra training specifically on mental health,
yeah,
and psychiatric disorders. So that's who you really want to go to and get on the wait list.
Yeah. No kidding.
So again, resources in Tahoe, yeah, are difficult to find.
Yeah, not a lot of them.
Yes. So when we have a mental health issue, what's happening is our brain is sick, and it gives us symptoms that it needs to be healed. And those symptoms that are letting us know that our brain is sick might look like rumination, which is thinking over and over and over and over things. Mm-hmm. Might look like insomnia. Might look like irritability. Might look like thoughts of wanting to harm yourself. It might look like tiredness. It might look like anxiety. All of these symptoms are symptoms that our brain is sick and needs some treatment. Mm-hmm. And that's what a mental health illness is, living with a mental health illness. So now let's talk about what treatment's out there.
Well, just to tag on to that, you talk about things that, to me, that, you know, are very psychological. But if also if your brain is sick and that's going unchecked, you can have, you talk about the pain in your side, the, mm-hmm, the, you know, even running a fever or being, you know, physical ailments because of, right, the attachment of your brain, you know, it functions everything.
Right.
That it can, you know, all of a sudden, you know, my back hurts all the time, or, you know, I eat and I get sick, or there's physical things that happen.
Right. So our brain is connected to everything, right, through our nervous system.
Yeah.
And we have, those are called somatic symptoms, is when you have physical ailments, which are real. You really feel those.
Yeah, chest pains.
Chest pains, right, that are caused from a psychological condition.
Yeah.
And so we call those somatic conditions, which are real. But the cause, the underlying cause, is brain.
Yeah.
And so the treatment is mental health treatment.
Exactly.
Rather than, oh, I have a bacterial infection, and so I need to produce more gut flora and fauna and any probiotics, right? The probiotics does help too. They've also have lots of evidence
probiotics
showing
probiotics are good.
Yeah, that's actually very connected to mental health too.
Oh,
now
that's good. Maybe
do take probiotics. Something you can do right now.
Yeah, I take one. That's good.
Good. And so we know that, for example, most people can probably think of a time where they were nervous for something and maybe had stomach pains, mm-hmm. or a headache from mm-hmm. being stressed. Mm-hmm. Those are all symptoms from a mental health condition.
Yeah.
And so learning techniques and behavioral health techniques like relaxation skills, belly breathing. If you're somebody who tends to get really worked up before giving a speech, we really would want to work on doing relaxing belly breathing, making sure, which we did a couple sessions ago, where we breathe out longer than we breathe in.
Yep.
Right, to de-escalate. But those are all part of the treatment. You would learn those things.
Yeah.
So you're right. There's physical health symptoms that directly get a result of mental health.
Yeah. So if you're going to your doctor for something and they're not finding anything, just saying.
Right. So.
And a good doctor will refer you.
Right. So with those who have depression, I think the statistics around 80% go to their family practitioner first.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because the symptoms are, they seem like a medical symptom.
And it does. And I think, and I think insurance is partly to blame. Because so many insurances, you've got to have a referral from your, and so, mm-hmm. and of course, a lot of doctors are going to try to treat what they're seeing first before they refer. And
Right.
So it is kind of cumbersome.
Right. And I think there's a lot more doctors now who are being trained to know that being in counseling and being in therapy is the most effective treatment rather than just give this pill.
Exactly.
Statistics show that both together are most effective, but for some people, just being in psychotherapy works. For some people, just being on medication works. Those are the people who it's mostly purely genetic and biological. But for most people, a combination or even just psychotherapy alone it's all treatable.
Yeah. Yep. And there are, and like you said, there are resources here.
Yes. And so if we go back to financially speaking, you can always call A Balanced Life. That's the private practice that I own and I'm the clinical director of. And our office manager, Jenny, who's wonderful, will talk with you through what our payment options are. And she's also completely skilled and knowledgeable about the other programs and agencies in town, so she can refer you to who might be a more appropriate agency given your current situation, or if we could help you out. And the other thing is, we do have, for May Mental Health Awareness Month, we're hosting a couple of free programs. So that's one way to access some mental health care, is finding out what are the free programs that are being offered throughout town.
Yeah.
And if you go to our website, abalancelifetahoe.com, go into community programs, under there you'll see the parent leadership workshop that we are providing for the month of May. And that is a free program that we got a grant for, we're really excited for. It's 4 weeks. It's a half day every Saturday, 9 to 12:30. And it's based on the evidence-based approach of the Strengthening Families approach. So this is a way, if you're a parent of any child, you can get some free services.
Free is good.
Yeah.
My favorite word.
And this is the best part. Day one. So this comes on the belief system that strengthening the families will strengthen the best outcomes for kids. Day one is all about you as the parent. It's all about self-care. What does that look like? It's actually teaching tools of relaxation and self-care. And it's how to implement this in your life.
I think that's great. Now, I know it starts May 6th. And is it, what if you can't be there every Saturday?
So ideally, we want you there for 4 Saturdays. If there's one that you're going to miss, we will work with you and give you all the handouts and what you miss. But most ideal is if you can be there for 4 Saturdays. If there's one that you can't be there for, then we would just give you the handouts and you'd have to kind of catch up yourself.
Yeah. You have homework.
Have homework.
But it's so important. You talk about taking care of yourselves. And I don't know if it's more women than men, but because I'm a woman, so I can only speak for that. But we don't.
Mm-hmm.
We spend so much time trying to take care of everybody else that, a year goes by, you turn around and realize, I haven't been to the gym all year.
Right. And
no wonder my clothes don't fit. You have to take care of yourself.
Right. So a lot of people don't realize that, because I'll say to them, a lot of moms, you're right, come in, but parents in general and caregivers, and I say, what fills you up? And they look at me like I have three heads.
Yeah, we can't even answer the question anymore. They're,
well, first they go, I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah. What does that mean? Say, well, when you're stressed, overwhelmed, what can you do that lets you feel relaxed and feel better? Again, three heads.
We don't know.
Right. You lose your sense of self. And ironically, that's the one thing we need the most to parent effectively.
Yeah, it's a scary place, because I am going to be totally honest and vulnerable here. I live in that spot where, you know, someone asked me, what do you like to do for enjoyment? I can't even give an answer anymore to say, oh, I really like to do this. I mean, I joked about beer drinking earlier. No, I don't go out and drink beer. I don't sit home and drink beer. But it's, you know, it's really hard. It is. You get to a point where you can't even answer the question. Mm-hmm. So it's, you don't even know you're missing it.
Right.
Because it's just not there anymore. And it's sad.
And if you follow what that experience is, this is where we get empty nest syndrome. And we get parents who start having a lot of anxiety when their kids start growing up, because their whole identity becomes into their kids and their family.
Yeah.
And what we know now through lots of research is that's not what's in the best interest of the kids.
No.
Right?
It's not.
So what our very first day is all about is rediscovering who you are as a parent, as an individual.
Yeah.
So that you can be the most effective parent and family member and partner. And you rediscover what does fill you up. And then we actually put into plan, your homework is to go do self-care. We actually come up with a realistic plan that you can do in the next week of things that fill you up and relax you. And we set it down. You'd say, this is your homework, and we're going to check in. So the group holds you accountable. So it's like, oh, man, this is so hard. I have to take care of myself?
It is hard. To me, the hardest part would be figuring out what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I think once it's defined, I'm like, okay, I can do that, you know. But it's just getting to the point where you would even know what it is.
Right, and so I encourage anyone right now who's listening, there's this wonderful, if you type into the Google self-care assessment in a PDF, there's about a 3-page assessment where you rate on a 1 to 5 scale the different self-care things that you can do. And it breaks them down into physical self-care, emotional self-care, spiritual self-care, work self-care, and breaks it down. And then there's lots of details. So if you're starting from a place of, where do I even start? What is this word self-care?
Yeah, what does fill me?
Yes.
What relaxes? I don't know.
So
asleep?
Right. Well, that's on it. That's taking a nap, going to sleep. That does help fill you up. That would be on it. So we would work with you on creating your personalized plan. But if you want something right now, go out to self-care assessment online and look at it.
Yeah, I'd probably have to do that, because I would take the whole 3.5 hours up just trying to figure out what it is.
Right?
I don't know if we'd even get the plan. We'd still be trying to figure it out.
But. So if you did that ahead of time, you would be the A-plus student
day. Oh, well, that's wouldn't waste everyone's time anyway. But and it is hard. It's really, it's an interesting thing when you talk about self-care. I mean, we can all look at obvious things, you know, eat healthy, get, you know, appropriate number of hours of sleep, whatever that is for you, and you know, exercise, water.
Yeah.
But as far as what brings you that real fulfillment and joy, it's like, I don't know.
Well, so the other great thing about the self-care assessment when you do it is that it also lets you realize you are doing some things you didn't realize with self-care.
Yeah. I brush my teeth.
Right? That's a good one.
I do shower.
That's a good, see, that's self-care.
I do shower daily, so I do, which I guess I'm sure there's a lot of new moms wishing they could.
Right.
So it gets better. You will be able to shower again.
Right. So one of my favorite ones that I didn't realize was self-care, that I really, when I was in grad school, I did this self-care assessment. I really gravitated towards and consistently use is wearing comfortable clothes. So the first thing I do when I get home is I put on some comfy pajama pants.
Yeah, so do I.
And that's a form of self-care.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good to know, because sometimes I think I'm just being lazy and sloppy and, you know, I had to make an announcement a few weeks ago that I was coming home. It was the day after Easter. We had 16 people for Easter. I was tired. We had all kinds of stuff going on. And I did make an announcement. When I get home, I'm putting my jammies on. I'm watching HGTV.
So that is self-care. And yeah. This is why this program is so great, because it's breaking through all these mistaken belief systems of what was taught to be selfish, when now we know it's healthy. So you going home and putting your pajamas on and watching TV was healthy.
Yeah. Well, the outcome, that didn't really work out when 2 hours later they walked through the door. Oh, we have someone we want you to meet. I'll tell that story another time, but it's like, really?
Then you could be the role model of self-care in that moment. I'm in self-care mode.
Yeah, exactly. Get out. I don't know. Things backfire in my life a lot, but I'm not saying don't do it.
Keep trying and it'll work out.
Yeah, I guess. That other shoe to drop.
Right.
Yeah, this is good stuff, though. This is, it's going to... Gosh, who can complain about 3.5 hours on a Saturday morning to get fed and work on you?
So, and our key is, we're also teaching about, one of the self-care is nutrition. So it's going to be healthy, nutritious, filling food so that you can have ideas for what can you do for your families.
Not donuts and pizza and burgers.
Correct.
Okay. That's okay.
Right.
I'm trying to be very much more careful about that.
Right. So it'll give ideas as well. So it's a healthy breakfast, there's snacks, and then there's a healthy lunch. And the activities are really fun. So there's some art activities, there's interactive, there's getting up, there's like,
art?
Yes. You're going to create your family shield, and so...
Oh, I did that once.
Yeah?
We did that for... Yeah, homeschool, we did one.
Oh, good. Yeah. So things like that. So, and it's... What's great, it's about the parents. Because most of the things out there, it's all about the kids, right? And all about what need. This is about what the parents need. It starts on an individual level, and as you go through the program, it goes on to a family level. And then it goes on to a support level. It's all about improving your support system so that you have social support. You have support within the different agencies in town. And then knowing how to advocate. And then it goes to a community level. Mm-hmm. And how to be involved. Because we know when we see the statistics that families who are involved on a community level have better outcomes.
Yeah.
Their children are less likely to abuse drugs or less likely to have mental health issues. And they have the most successful outcomes. They have greatest resiliency through difficulties, having a good support system and community.
Yeah. Yeah, that is important.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah. I'll say that.
So this one class teaches all of that.
Well, and it's free.
And it's free because we got a grant, thank you, to the Child Abuse Prevention Council of El Dorado. And so... I'm really excited about it. The people who did it last year are waiting to see if the spots fill. And if they don't, they want to do it again, too.
Because really?
It was so fun.
Oh, yep. That was fun.
So we already have repeat people who enjoyed it so much. And they're like, because it's so much information that even if you do it one time, there is a lot more to learn the next time because you were focusing on something different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's always good reminders. A lot mm-hmm. of times we'll hear things and it's not the first time we've heard it. And sometimes right. It just takes longer to penetrate our...
Might have to be the 20th time to hear it. And the thing is about the way this workshop is done, it's not just someone standing up there teaching you. It's literally interactive. Like, there's games we do and things we're building and drawing and things to help all of the people who learn visually, tactily,
yeah.
and in verbally, that people all learn in different ways. So. Sure. All of the whole program is set up to be taught to reach different people's learning styles.
Yeah, very good. Well, that's fun. And it's the month of May, which coincides with Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes.
Nice job.
Thank you. We also will be having, which I'm going to talk about next month, I'm going to be doing a free introduction to mindfulness workshop on May 30th mm-hmm. for an hour and 15 minutes. And so next session, I thought we'd talk more about mindfulness and present moment awareness and using relaxation skills. And then there will be that workshop on May 30th on that.
All right.
And that's, again, going to be free. And this is something that, as a balanced life, we're providing to the community as part of Mental Health Awareness Month.
Look at you guys go.
Yeah.
It's always giving.
Well, I love being part of the community. It really helps. That's part of what our mission is, a balanced life. It's not just to give the most effective, best care in a private setting, beautiful setting, but also to be able to be part of the community in a bigger picture.
And it's an interesting thing, having lived here a really, really long time, we need mental health care up here, because this place historically has been somewhere people who are having challenges come to escape.
Mm-hmm.
I know our suicide rates are higher than people probably think, because a lot of people come up here to kill themselves. I don't know if this is happy morning talk, but it's, you know, this really is a place where we so benefit from having people like you and doing what you do, because I don't know if we have more or if we just see more because we're small, but it can be kind of, you know, listening to the police scanner on any given day. That's all I'm going to say. Get one of those and listen. There is a lot of people with issues out there.
Right. We do have higher rates of substance abuse and suicide attempts in teens. And you can see those statistics actually on welldorado.org, I believe.
Not so well.
But it shows the statistics of El Dorado County compared to the whole rest of the state and the rest of the nation in our statistics. But we also, you know, we're a 24-hour town. We have the casinos, and we're built on bringing people here to party,
yeah.
Right?
So if you have addictive behavior, come to Tahoe.
And so we definitely have much higher rates than in other places. So we have very specific mental health issues here in Tahoe that other towns do not have, and a very significant lack of resources. And this is where I hope you go to the May 9th Mental Health Forum if you can do it, because that's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, and this problem's not new.
No.
This is not, you know, we just now are talking about it.
Yes, and putting into action filling in some gaps, which we have made success in the past couple of years, but we have a lot more work to do.
And it is, you know, there's been a lot of press the last few months about homeless and issues that are happening there. And I'm a firm believer that there are people who've made bad choices. There are people who want to be homeless. Mm-hmm. But I believe the majority are mental health issues that have gone untreated and that they've gotten to this spot in their life. And, you know, we spend a lot of time, you know, we shouldn't have the warming room, but, you know, people fighting about this. And I, you know, that's a whole other conversation if that's good, bad, or indifferent. But, you know, recently some violent issues down at the Y. Mm-hmm. Which resulted in someone getting stabbed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, and they've closed the bus stop, like the indoor waiting area, because that, and again, it's because, you know, really, I don't know the people involved. I don't know, I haven't read their medical.
Yeah.
But my guess would be you would probably find mental health issues there.
Mm-hmm.
That's our problem. It's not homelessness. That's
right.
The, you know, and again, there are some that, okay, it is, but overall, that's not the issue.
I would agree that there is definitely a serious lack of mental health care available and easily accessible. And they're working on being able to have one point of contact where someone can walk in and get, you know, somebody to help them right there. That, and the ER is not the solution, because the ER, it's too much, too long of a wait, and they don't have anything to do with anybody, and it's not right now as helpful as being able to do what we plan to do, which the mental health forum we're going to discuss more.
Having been in the ER, and I'm sorry, Barton, I love Barton, but having been in the ER with somebody with a mental health issue, I can pretty much tell you that person will never go back there for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad.
Yeah.
Because of their protocols and the practices and the waits and it's unfortunate that, you know, if they get to a crisis point and they need help and that's their only option, I don't know that they'll do it.
Well, and I encourage anyone who has a family member or needs help navigating the mental health care system to contact NAMI, which is the National Alliance of Mental Illness. And we actually have some local representatives here and some peer representatives that will help you, guide you, and advocate for you through the process. So if you can email them, you go to NAMI.org, NAMI.org. There's lots of information on mental health. They also have free trainings for family members and for those living with a mental health condition. And they will help you, because they have these volunteer members who, it's a grassroots program, who will help guide you through and walk you through the process. So if you are in the hospital waiting room, or you have a family member who's on their way there going, the sooner you can get a hold of and have a NAMI representative help you out, it goes way smoother. Way smoother. Yes.
Make a note of that. I actually know somebody who just got their, I don't know if it's certification or training or whatever they do to,
Yep. So all of these things that are going on for May Mental Health Awareness Month, if you go to bartonhealth.org, I think it's /mentalhealthmonth, something like that. It'll Google pop up.
Yeah.
That there is a calendar of all of the free programs being offered by the different agencies mm-hmm. on that calendar. And that calendar also has a Mental Health Awareness Month challenge that every day you can do something to help promote mental health awareness.
Yeah.
And that might be asking a friend how they're doing one day. It might be writing in your journal one day. It might be kind of all these different things you can do. And the different programs that are available in South Lake Tahoe that are open and available and free.
Free is good.
Yes. So take advantage of Mental Health Awareness Month with seeing what free programs are being offered.
Exactly. Grab them while you can.
Yes.
Yeah, it is important stuff. And just so many, you know, you look at kids on Instagram, Facebook, all the things that they're posting. I mean, boy, life has gotten hard.
Right. And so part of those statistics you're saying, how you noticed depression rates have increased, and especially the depression rate in teen girls is higher than teen boys. And it is theorized that that's because of social media.
Oh, I have no doubt. I have to remind myself a couple of times a day when I see my friends' happy, happy pictures that, you know,
that's not real.
You don't know what's going on, you know, and it's not like I'm posting sad pictures. When I post, they're all happy, happy too. And it's just, and as an adult, I have to really purposefully remind myself that, you know, you're seeing someone's highlight reel that's airbrushed and everything else.
So I encourage, that's a really, you came up with a good idea. If anyone can post during May any kind of mental health awareness piece on their Facebook, because that's the reality of it, is that I think the statistic, NAMI has some really good statistics on there,
but
79% of the population is affected somehow by depression.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's themselves or a loved one.
Yeah.
That, you know, it affects everyone around you as well. And it's just, it's everyone that you ask, mental health has affected them in some way.
Yeah.
Whether it's themselves personally or a loved one. So remember, it's more normal. Seek help. Treatment works. And 70-90% of the time, having it be approved, an improvement, that's a really high rate of success. It's way better than cancer treatment or
exactly.
So seek treatment. Find out what is available. Call your EAP. Find out what's available through your job. Call your insurance company. Most of the insurance companies here in Tahoe have to give you a single case agreement because there's no providers, and they legally have to give you reimbursement at the rate that they would for an in-network provider, because there are no in-network providers here. So, know
maybe
your loopholes.
Maybe I need to get one of those super bills.
Yes, yes.
Worth a try. The worst they'll tell me is no.
Right. And most of the time, you can get at least something back.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is all great information. And you guys, of course, where are you located? Let's talk about you, where you're located, what you do, who you got.
So, A Balanced Life is at 2100 Eloise Ave, and that's down by the Y in South Lake. And you can call our office at 530-544-1748 with any questions that you have. You don't need to have a plan of action or know even why you're really calling, but just seeking out help at all. And we'll return your call within 24 hours, but usually we have Jenny, your office manager, answering the phone and returning calls and giving information. She's very knowledgeable on all the resources available in town, and we'll send you in the right direction if we can't help you. And you can always go to our website, abalancelifetahoe.com. We have our little blurbs on all the different therapists there. We also have community, we have a resources page, which has the Barton Health Guide on there and a bunch of different national web pages on different mental health. So we'll have something on perinatal mood and anxiety disorders, which is a specialty I do. And then we'll have just general mental health. But
that was a big title.
Yeah, I know. It's the very PC title. Wow. We don't say postpartum depression anymore because it's inaccurate.
Oh, I used that last night. you were talking about being on Elleville. Someone was on Elleville. I'm like, oh, yeah, they gave that to me.
So that's the, yeah, that's the easy term. People understand that one. But perinatal means either while you're pregnant or after, or okay. you're after mood and anxiety disorders, because it's not just depression. It often triggers anxiety or OCD.
It's probably because you have lack of sleep.
Yes, that is one of the triggering. That is one of the triggering causes. That definitely plays a role.
Yeah, this little person, 100% dependent on you. Yeah, you might need something.
Right. So, as if you want more research, more information, go to our resources page, balancedlifetahoe.com. You can also contact us via email through on our contact page there. And if you want to see the calendar for month of May, that is at bartonhealth.org.
Perfect. You got it all covered.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And we get to see you during Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes.
So that'll be fun. That'll be coming up in, well, May is Monday.
Yeah, I'm going to teach some concrete coping skills to help with relaxation and present moment awareness.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Good. Me too.
Lindsay Simon, A Balanced Life. Look them up on the internet, abalancedlifetahoe.com. Give them a call, 530-544-1748. We will see you next month.
Yes. Thanks, Jen.
You're welcome. You're listening to K-Tahoe, the new 96.1 and AM 590. It is 9:54.